Great music to wake us all up this morning. Let the difficulties of the week take their Sabbath now, their brief and simple rest. Let the worries of the week lay their heft gently onto the dark earth below this beautiful floor, which can bear them with greater ease than any of us can by ourselves. Let the tangle of feelings, the pull and the push of the last 7 days, sit still for a minute. Stop any restlessness in the heart. Let there be stillness in our hearts for a moment, the balance point between breathing in and breathing out, like the pause of a dancer between movements in the music. So good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome to this Sunday morning gathering of Kensington Unitarians here in person in Notting Hill in London, as well as online. A special welcome to those of you joining us via Zoom. It's really good to have you with us. And to anybody listening to this as a podcast or watching a video on YouTube in the future, it's good to think of this congregation stretching outwards in time and space like this. So I hope you're all comfortable wherever you are. If we've not met before, I'm Sarah Tinker, a friend and member of this congregation that I used to minister with a few years ago. It's always good to be back. Well, let's take a moment to settle ourselves in the here and now, wherever that may be for you. Aware as we are of that tumult of the life of the world churning along, too often in discord, yet we can together create a time of peace and harmony, making this a sacred time by our togetherness. And if you like doing this, let's take a conscious breath now. And as we breathe out, let's release anything that's burdening us. Let's sense an easing, if we can, a release of tension, a softening of our hearts. We light this chalice each week, that we, as a symbol of the Unitarian and Unitarian Universalist communities around the world with whom we're joined in a progressive religious movement, may its light shine outwards to touch all beings, that we may share graciously our one gift of life on this, our one planet Earth home. And we're going to sing now, and it speaks of one more step, one more word, one more prayer, one more song, each helping us to build a world of greater togetherness. It's hymn number 124 in the Purple Hymn Book, or words will appear on your screens, and feel free to stand, sit, sing, or simply enjoy listening. One more step. So let's move now to a time of prayer and reflection. So let's join now as I call on the Divine Spirit of life and love to be with us now and to bless all that we say and do together here this day. Let each of us in our own way align ourselves with all that we hold to be of greatest worth. And we are called to pray for our world with all its troubles, our hearts aching for those suffering through violence in Gaza and Israel, as well as so many other places where violence rules. May a song of peace whisper its healing message in the ears of all who might seek vengeance. May a symphony of softness surround all whose hearts are hardened. May a chant of compassion touch those who know only despair. In a time of shared silence now, I invite you to pray for those who are suffering. May each of us be blessed with the courage and the commitment to keep singing out a message of justice and love. May we discover within us the simplicity of stillness and harmony, that quiet, calm center in the midst of all the demands of our inner and our outer lives. And may each of us find our own song of the Spirit that can sweeten life. On this day, may everyone know the comfort of a loving presence and a helping hand. And may this be so for the greater good of all. Amen. So may it be.
Playlists of the Spirit by Connie Simon. This reading starts with a little line from a song you may know.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing what's
in. Though a deer, a female deer. Beautiful. I was wondering how we'd stop this. Okay. So some of us may instantly recognize that as the first line of the song Do Re Mi from The Sound of Music, written by the famous Oscar Hammerstein. You may even be able to picture Julie Andrews, oops, Maria, telling the Von Trapp children that these notes are the tools we use to build a song. Once you have these notes in your heads, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up. After which, of course, she bursts into song. Within 3 minutes, they're all harmonizing and parading through the streets and waterways of Salzburg, having a good old time. I know it's corny, but it's true. Think of all the music you know. Every song you've ever sung or danced to or heard on the radio. Every single one of them is a different arrangement of the same notes. Using the power of imagination, composers have mixed these notes up in a gazillion different ways to express a multitude of emotions. No matter how I'm feeling, happy or sad, sick or well, fragile or unbreakable, loved or unloved, I turn to music. Music is my solace and my comfort, the one thing that's always with me. I feel its vibration deep in my soul. It's my spiritual practice. Music can calm me, excite me, and sometimes its beauty even moves me to tears. I have playlists for exercising, celebrating, mourning, driving, house cleaning, and some for just being. From Bach to James Brown, there's an arrangement of those same notes for every occasion in my life, including the hard times. Music tells the story of my life. I recently went through a really rough patch. I was recovering from an accident and still trying to keep up with school and my other responsibilities. I felt out of control and lost. Once again, music saved me. I played quiet, soothing music when it hurt to move. I sang inspirational gospel music for encouragement when I began to stretch my sore limbs. Today, I listen to thumping hip-hop as I work my muscles back into shape. I'm forever grateful for my music, those do-re-mis that fill my soul and provide the playlist for my life. This reading by Connie Simon ends with a short prayer. May we each be blessed by the presence and power of music in our lives. And maybe you'd like to be thinking of what your favorite music is. Is it a particular song, or a particular type of music, or a composer or group that's special for you?
Thank you, Hannah. That's great. We get to sing again now, I do believe. Our next, let's just check. Yeah, this next hymn. Well, when I was thinking about my favourite music, I was thinking, yeah, hymns are some of my favourites, because I suppose I've sung more songs in church than anywhere else, and I just really like singing with other people. So see what you think of this one. It's actually a little bit mournful, perhaps, but I reckon it's got inspiring words, written by Frank Clabban, who was one-time minister with this congregation. It's number 61 in the Purple Book. Let's sing Here in This Moment Song.
Thank you.
we're moving now into a quieter time of our service, where there'll be some words to lead into the time of silence, which ends with a chime from our bell, and then we'll hear Evie, our pianist, play music composed by the Hungarian musician Béla Bartók. Bartók was raised as a Catholic. You might know a bit about his life. He moved towards atheism and then became a Unitarian, and later in his life he was the lay president of the Hungarian Unitarian Church, which is an organization still very active amongst the Hungarian minority living in Transylvania, part of Romania, as well as in Hungary itself. Bartók, you might know, collected old folk tunes and then reworked their melodies. And that was quite a new thing to do then musically, bringing new musical ideas and audiences together through old songs. So we'll be hearing Evie play four of what he described as old sorrowful tunes. But first, a short guided meditation to lead us into quietness. I'm starting with a short verse written by the American minister Howard Thurman. I will sing a new song, it's called, echoing several of the Psalms. I wonder what new songs we might feel we are ready to sing in life. The old song of my spirit has wearied itself out. It has long ago been learned by heart. It repeats itself over and over, bringing no added joy to my days or lift to my spirit. I will sing a new song. I must learn the new song for the new needs. I must fashion new words born of all the new growth of my life, of my mind, of my spirit. I must prepare for new melodies that have never been mine before, that all that is within me may lift my voice unto God. Therefore I shall rejoice with each new day and delight my spirit in each fresh unfolding. I will sing this day a new song unto the Lord. So as we enter the fellowship of silence together, let us, if we wish, ask ourselves what new songs are yearning to be sung within us. I wonder if any of you have read the quotation on the front of the order of service today. Each week we choose a quote that illustrates one of the points that we're wanting to make in the service. And today's words are from Martin Luther himself, he who single-handedly, it's sometimes thought, started the Protestant Reformation. Now, he's someone who clearly dedicated his life to God, and yet he clearly also had his off days when he got a bit tetchy with the world. And tetchy with people who didn't like music. And so he allegedly wrote that a person who does not regard music as a marvellous creation of God must be a clodhopper indeed and does not deserve to be called a human being. He should be permitted to hear nothing but the braying of asses and the grunting of hogs. Now that's a little bit judgmental, Martin, isn't it? But don't we all feel a tad judgmental when someone doesn't like our favourite pieces of music? And don't most of us get a bit tetchy when people play us music that rubs us up the wrong way? Now, I'm a latecomer to the world of jazz, and much of it now delights me, except when it goes all wild and discordant, and it really irritates me. And I still need education in listening to Shostakovich and his ilk when they go all out of kilter. My ears and my brain just don't seem to be attuned to that kind of wild music. Music is a very personal thing, isn't it? So today we're asking you to come up with your top three pieces of music. And there's a sheet to write them on next door in the coffee room. Or if you're at home, do send us a message in chat if you can think of three pieces of music or one piece that you would like to be included in our list. I'd like to hear what you like to hear. I mean, it's not at all surprising, is it, that we each have our own particular favourites and dislikes, because music really is expressing something of who we are. Also in our order of service today, on the second page, there's another quote from a famous person, this time someone who played music, composed music, Beethoven himself. And I prefer his quote. Music, he wrote, is the mediator between the life of the senses and the life of the spirit. Beethoven, that's a quote that speaks to me because I know it within myself. And I wonder if you do. The way that music evokes and expresses feelings and emotions, and yet it also evokes something transcendent, something beyond just myself, that small human me. It connects me, if you like, that kind of terminology, with the realms of the spirit. And through that, then, of course, it's connecting me with all other beings and with life itself and all that which is unknown and mysterious and beyond this small life. I think music connects us with something greater than ourselves. So I guess that's what happens when we find ourselves transfixed by great music, listening to it, singing to it, dancing to it. We become greater than our small self. And there is something in music that connects us very physically with ourselves, doesn't it? With our bodies and with other people's bodies if we meet them on a dance floor. Now, I'm sure most of you don't waste your lives, as I sometimes do, watching videos on Facebook or YouTube. But if you do occasionally stray in that direction, have a look at all the videos of toddlers getting into the groove with some funky music. I don't think that they've learned about swaying their hips from watching their elders. I'd say that ability to respond within our bodies to music, it's inherent in us. It's a natural form of expression. And yet as toddlers, of course, we then very quickly learn the mores, the rules of our particular societies, which is why it pains me, and I guess many of us, to think of social settings and societies where music is frowned upon or even forbidden, where a dancing toddler would be quickly stopped from dancing, and where a singing child would be reminded, we don't sing. And I think of the people then who, against the rules, play instruments, listen to music, live or recorded, whenever they can. I mean, what a sadness it must be for such prohibitions must be for people with a musical spirit, who, for those who know that music and song and dance express something magnificent about human creativity. I like to imagine that our ancient forebears, I'm always saying this, aren't I? Yeah, the ones even before Homo sapiens, scholars reckon they had music. They had rhythm, they had sound as part of their rituals and their celebrations, their mourning and their honouring of the dead, their times of transition. Imagine the makers of those earliest instruments with flutes made from reeds or carved from bones, sticks brought together to keep the beat, voices freed to express a yearning for or pleading to unknown realms, a gratitude perhaps for life itself. So I wonder what part music plays in all of your lives. I mean, looking around, I know there are people here who sing in choirs, who enjoy music here at church. Some of you play instruments and have extensive music collections that mean a great deal to you. And we use music sometimes, don't we, to take us back to earlier times in our lives when particular music and musicians meant such a lot to us. I wonder if many of you have been enjoying listening to the technical masterpiece of a new Beatles recording, reworked from much earlier recordings. It's called Now and Then, and you can hear it online, and it's full of nostalgia for the likes of me. But on the front of this order of service, it mentions St. Cecilia. So what about St. Cecilia, known as the patron saint of music and musicians? She who inspired today's service. If you want to know more about saints in general, then I can highly recommend a listen or a read of a service held here back on October the 29th, when your minister, Jane Blackall, was exploring the topic of saints. Fascinating and really quite funny at times. Well worth a read or another listen. If you've not discovered the treasure trove of old service scripts on our website, there are many, many gems there. So Cecilia's Saints Day is on November the 22nd, this coming week. She's remembered for her great piety, for her love of music. It's said that on her wedding day, when she was being forced against her will to marry a pagan king, she spent the entire day singing hymns to the Lord. That will have gone down well, won't it? But it did go down well. The king was so impressed by her beautiful voice that he promptly converted to Christianity. Cecilia is particularly connected with organ playing. And if you look at this sweet picture of her on the front of today's order of service, it shows her with an adoring cherub looking on as she plays an early organ. So these stories of St. Cecilia's life and martyrdom have inspired both artists and composers throughout the centuries. Do have a listen, if you like this sort of thing, to pieces of music written for her by Handel and Purcell, for instance. And do have a think about your top three pieces of music and write them down for us all in the hall after the service, because our musical choices are expressions of us. And it's good to share, isn't it, a bit of who we are with one another. Music connects our emotions with the realms of the spirit, as Beethoven told us, and music also connects us with one another. We live, don't we, in a world that so needs greater connection and a better understanding of our shared humanity. And I reckon that music may help it be so. Amen. Right. Let's get full agreement on what we're singing now, Evie. It's number 70 in the Purple Hymn Book. And this week is London Jazz Week. The capital city has been full of some great musical treats, and there's plenty still to listen to on the radio and online. So I found the jazziest hymn tune that I could find in the hymn book. It's number 70, it's called I Wish I Knew How, and we're going to have it with an upbeat tempo, and we'll just do our best to keep up. Wishing We Knew How. Well, time for announcements now, and as always, they're on the back of the order of service sheet, and you can read these online or on the in the weekly email that goes out. Do sign up for that. Let's have a look. What have I got to mention? Thank you to Hannah for reading. Thank you to Ramona for tech hosting and to Janine for co-hosting. And thanks to Evie Wang for lovely music. You've got to come back to us before too long, please. Thanks to our greeters and coffee makers. Those of you who are here in person, do hang around for a cuppa and a chat if you can. And do for sure write something on our favourite music sheet. And if you're with us online, do stay after the service for a chat with Janine. Margaret Marshall is here with us today, is offering her regular monthly free singing workshop. Absolutely no skill required whatsoever. Margaret promises to improve our voice. You're a great teacher, Margaret. And it's good for our breathing too. So that's from 12 to 12:45. And there are various small group activities during the week, including Heart and Soul, which is our contemplative spiritual gathering. That takes place twice a week online. Great way to get to know people more deeply. And this week's theme is initiative. So email Jane if you'd like to join this evening or Friday. Jane's going to be back here next week leading worship with the theme of generosity of spirit. That service will start at 10:30, and then from December the 3rd, the services are going to start at 11 o'clock, so you can all have a bit more of a lie-in. You perhaps have been given a flyer about Christmas events here with Kensington Unitarians. They're also listed online, so do sign up, particularly for the carol service, bring and share lunch. Fine to bring a friend along. Two events on December the 13th. We're holding Carol Grace's memorial service, which will have a champagne reception at her special request afterwards. And then in the evening, the new community choir continues. It's great fun. Definitely worth coming along to. I'm about to advertise Sonia's Nia class, and I'm just checking all is well for that. If you've not ever danced with Sonia, you must, because she's a great teacher and she has the best music to dance to. So we're moving now to our closing words, and then that will be followed by another piece by Bella Bartok, based on a really, really lovely song. So as we listen to the blessings of music, may we know this ending as more than just a time of goodbye. No, may the warmth of this community and the memory of our chalice flame sustain our hearts and encourage our minds as we engage the blessings of life's challenges and joys. The service will soon have ended, and our service in the world begins again. Go in peace, go in joy, go in love. Amen. Go well, all of you, and blessed be.